Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
Everybody, welcome to the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. We got 42 minutes of content to get it all done. So I believe today, though, we've got extra time as we get you ready for Braves baseball today right here on The Fan, the home of the Braves. And we are broadcasting live in the Battery Atlanta, 680 The Fan Studios, just a half seven iron maybe to Truist Park. Home of the world champion Braves. And you can listen on 680 AM, 93.7 FM. We're streaming at 680thefan.com. You can actually click and watch the shows there when we're in studio. Mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. You know this. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com. Fastest and easiest way to shop online. South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals, bring you the smart speaker. And the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan is brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. If you want to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. Looks like we've got a gorgeous Wednesday in store. Hopefully your day's off to a good start. Nernie in the house. I'm a little surprised to see Nernie. Normally, when the Braves have an afternoon game, Nernie's at the house. Road Dog in, DT ready to go, and I am too.
Bucks, big take.
Act like you've been there before. Have you heard that phrase? Have your parents thrown that one at you? Or your coach? Act like you've been there before. Last night, our Braves clinched a postseason spot. No big clubhouse party postgame. No chugging champagne, no goggles, no partay in the clubhouse. I think they cracked a beer and made a quick toast. Now, several nights ago, the Mets claimed a postseason spot. And you would have thought they had won the World Series. I mean, it was an all-out throwdown. A full-scale partay. One organization is a champion, the other is not. Woo-hoo-hoo! One has class, the other couldn't spell it. And there's your big take today. I'm just saying. Hey, it's time for you to take the wheel. Infinity of Gwinnett wants you to drive the content. Imagine that. As you get to decide what we talk about, I mean, talk about power. My goodness, Infinity of Gwinnett, my friends there, cut a great deal. Call in now at 404-231-1680. The number is presented by Infinity of Gwinnett. You can power the talk and then empower the drive. You can tell us what we should be doing. Imagine that. 42 minutes, they're telling me what to talk about. Hey, what I want to talk about is some college football. Let's bounce around a little bit. We got some big games this weekend. We're going to start with a game up in Knoxville. Got the Volunteers hosting the Gators. And the Gators have absolutely owned this rivalry. In fact, Florida has whipped Tennessee 16 of the last 17 matchups. Talk about owning them. My goodness. And And I bet Tennessee and Josh Heupel, they're thinking about the big payback for all that success the Gators have had against them. Vols, 11-point favorites in this matchup. A lot of people be looking at the quarterback matchup, too. You got Hendon Hooker, who I've been high on. Dynamic, comfortable, year two in the system. And he is lighting it up so far. 69% of his passes he's completing, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Can extend plays, can escape negative plays with his legs. The 12th rated quarterback in all of college football. Now, Anthony Richardson's been exposed, the Florida quarterback. Remember Tebow and some of these guys? They were high on Richardson coming into the year. And we had Shane Matthews, former Gator quarterback, now doing the color analyst work on their radio broadcast, came on before the season and admitted that Richardson was really raw. There's going to be a lot of development going on with Richardson. Well, that has shown up. 4 interceptions in his last 2 games, completing less than 50% of his passes. His confidence has got to be shaky heading into Knoxville. So what's the Gators' winning game plan? Billy Napier? Got to handle that fast tempo. Tennessee's playing fast. They're going up tempo, baby. Gators defense now, they want to be on the field that long, much less playing like every 10 seconds with their hand in the ground ready to play. This is the Gators' only shot, really, is to be able to run the football. Anthony Richardson can help them do that. So control the time of possession, keep the Tennessee offense off the field. That is Florida's best shot in this matchup. All right, Georgia Tech getting UCF. 4 o'clock kickoff, Nerney. This one's down in Orlando at FBC Mortgage Stadium, or better known as the Bounce House. Georgia Tech, I'm sure their morale's a little low. Jeff Collins got 1 foot out the door, and they're heading down. They're going to get a chance to experience the Bounce House. What they call the stadium down at UCF, the fans and the student body, they jump up and down. It shakes, vibrates. This is a steel structure. Been a couple of lawsuits involved with how that thing's built, but I think it's going to hold up when you see the guys and girls down there bouncing around. The stadium's going to be fine, is what they say. And Georgia Tech better be ready to defend a quarterback that is a dual-threat quarterback. I'm telling you, man, Bryce Plumlee is a player. He is a player. Number 2, Alabama, taking on Vandy in Tuscaloosa. It's Clark Lee's saying, hey, telling his guys, hey, it's our chance to take charge, right? I mean, he's saying this is one of the best jobs in America, college football, Vanderbilt. Let's take down Alabama Saturday night. Alabama's won 22 in a row over Vandy. Last time they met, 59-0. And that was before Lee got the job. Some talk at Alabama about where their receivers are, man. You got Bryce Young, top-rated quarterback in the country. Alabama fans will be quick to tell you. And they're trying to figure out who the big play receivers are. Jermaine Burton, transfer from Georgia, 8 catches in 3 games. You know, that projects out really to what he's done at Georgia, 26, 27 catches in a season. He went to Alabama to catch 70 and 80 balls. He's not going to see the ball coming his way that much, man. And Ja'Cory Brooks, not much coming out of him, too. Alabama trying to find their way. Clemson, undefeated, number 5. They're going to be in Winston-Salem taking on Wake Forest, noon kickoff on ABC. Still wondering about Clemson and what they have, how good they are. Are they really a top 5 team? It doesn't look like it to me. Can Wake Forest take down Clemson? What if Sam Hartman goes off? Demon Deacons score 40-plus. Tiger defense better show up ready to play. They've given up 14 points a game. This is the biggest test of the year. They allow Tech to score 10. Furman scored 12. Louisiana Tech 20. Tough little stretch for Clemson. They got Wake Forest this Saturday, and then they travel. They pick up NC State coming up next week. They are number 12, the Wolfpack. Probably the toughest stretch, two-game stretch of the season for the Clemson Tigers. There you go, a little college football talk to get the show started today. Got a few big games out there. I'm looking at the Big 12 this week, too. Quinn Ewers practicing. Is he back for Texas? They're going to have to score some points. They want to beat Texas Tech. Their quarterback, Donovan Smith, really impressive. And then K-State and Oklahoma, Saturday night out in Norman, Brent Venables and his team off to a really good start, 13-point favorites over K-State. So another big weekend in college football coming up. Georgia taking on Kent State. Nothing to get excited about there. All right, coming up next, we got Mort. We're going to run through the National Football League.
All right, go Braves.
You're listening to the Buck Ballew Show on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey, everybody, the Buck Ballew Show on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Got Braves fans hanging out in the Battery, Atlanta. Getting ready to cheer on the Bravos, baby. As we go for the sweep. We'll be talking about Braves baseball coming up here in just a moment. You know the drill, man. On Wednesdays, we're going to run through the NFL with our man, Mort.
The best NFL insider in the business is only on The Fan. This is ESPN's NFL insider, Chris Mortensen.
ESPN's Chris Mortensen, our truest NFL insider, joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mort, I'm so pleased to hear you will not be pulling a Tom Brady and taking Wednesdays off the rest of the season. That would really hurt the show.
No, I would not do that. I do have one question for you, Buck. When you played shortstop, whether you played it or not, did you play it like Swanson did last night?
No. In fact, I played it so poorly that the next year I was playing center field.
Boy, me playing outfield was always an adventure, like Bad News Bears. But, Tom Brady, Wednesday. Actually, he took most of Thursdays off last year.
Oh, okay.
So he's just switching the days. I think the publicity of it is probably, but they've changed their practice schedule. And so, Tom's got a day off today, but I know I'll never take a day off.
See, I'm thinking, though, there's no days off when you're a husband and father. I bet his to-do list during the season will take up all day Wednesday.
I think he might be onto something there. But he also can probably expect to get a little bit of a fine, a notification of a fine later this week.
Oh, Lord.
And that hoo-ha-ha with the Saints. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, what about the other players? Well, trust me, the other players weren't everybody's going to involved in that is going to get some fines. I would suspect Brady's among them. I'm not sure. He didn't touch anybody. But somebody might, the league office, I think, you'll find out later on Saturday probably. There's a lot of players fined from that brouhaha between the Bucks and the Saints.
What was Arians doing down there on the sideline?
Well, you know, what they told us, and so was their general manager, Jason Light, is that they didn't have a box in the press box. But like most stadiums, you know, a lot of times the team personnel, they're assigned, you know, seats in the press box area in the second and third row. But you've seen it, I'm sure. And sure enough, there were several seats assigned to the Buccaneers up there, but they chose not to accept those. And seeing Bruce down the sidelines, I was asking the same thing. What is Bruce doing? Hey, they may find Bruce too. Who knows? Might as well. It'll be one less cocktail he has on Saturday evening.
I've always had a patented response to these people. They said, Buck, can you get me a sideline pass? I'd say, you can't see anything down there. You don't want to be on the sideline.
No, you don't. You don't want to be on the sideline in terms of sight view. I can remember when the Falcons played the Saints in that first game in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. We were televising the game, and I was on the sidelines, and I couldn't see the blocked punt by Steve Gleason because of my angle on the sidelines. So, yeah, you're right. Forget the sidelines.
All right, Falcons in Seattle right now, practicing at UW, as I understand it. 0-2, looking at a Seahawks team on Sunday that is coming off a loss, and you got to play in front of that crowd. Doesn't really set up well for the Falcons. But, Morton, I want to ask you about Kyle Pitts. I was complaining on Monday how they took him with the fourth pick in the first round two drafts ago, and he's getting very few targets, and in fact, he's got fewer catches. I'm wondering why they took him number four if they're not going to try to get him involved in the offense. What are you hearing?
Yeah, and I listened to Arthur Smith's some of his answers, but I think you and I both agree we like Arthur Smith. I have a couple things I'm going to get out here. First of all, do we think Arthur Smith has a secret fantasy team? And so this is be for you, for all your listeners for next week. I want to know what you think his secret fantasy team name is. That's next week's question.
All right.
As far as Kyle Pitts goes, listen, he's 6'6", isn't he?
Yeah, with one touchdown and now going in his second year.
And Drake London was drafted. I know this much. One of the, you know, even if you didn't like Drake London, one of the things you said is he has great catch range radius, and he makes contested catches.
Yeah, I was bragging on him yesterday.
And Lee, you know, Marty Schottenheimer used to say this, and because he used to be pointing the finger at himself one time, ran four plays inside the 10, and never once did LaDainian Tomlinson touch the football. And he said, that's on me. He said, there's an old saying, which is, when you're down there, don't think about the plays, think about the players. So your best players, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and they've got to touch the football.
Yeah, that, you know what they need? Scheme Kyle Pitts the football is what I'm saying here.
Of course they do, because bottom line is that he's drafted him fourth for a reason, and a lot of people thought it was a great pick, and it probably was. I mean, look, he had a lot of production last year, but, you know, now's the time to let it go.
Well, the Niners, they're in better shape now with this new quarterback they've got. Garoppolo is his name. He's going to step back in there and take over this 49er offense and actually will boost the ball club, in my opinion. And his salary would be boosted by all these game incentives that he's got lined up, right? Games started, games won.
He's going to make a good chunk of change here by playing now.
Yeah, he reduced his base salary to $6.5 million, and he'll probably end up with $15 million in his pocket. You know, that's Buck Ballou change. But you know, here's the thing. You know, he took a big pay cut to re-sign with the 49ers. I said at the time, and I know this kind of. Listen, Jimmy G knew that for him it was all about 2023. He had shoulder surgery. Didn't have any off-season training camp. And so wisely, where do I have the best chance to have success or, you know, to show myself, or as opposed to forcing free agency? Well, his agent, Don Yee, came up with this plan, re-signed with the 49ers. The 49ers had to be open to it. They were open to it for a reason. Trey Lance wasn't advancing in the 6 months of the offseason. And by the way, nobody wants to see a guy lose his job because he's a badly broken ankle, fractured, and a surgery. But so you feel bad for Trey Lance. But, yes, the 49ers have a better chance than Jimmy Garoppolo. And, oh, by the way, I think had Trey Lance not picked it up, and we don't know what the outcome would have been had he picked it up. But Jimmy G, would have been playing by week six at the latest.
Mort, what are you hearing about what's going on in Indianapolis? Matt Ryan and the Colts off to a miserable start.
You know, if you actually look at the team, first of all, last week in Jacksonville, I would have said, man, take Jacksonville. Because, first of all, the Colts don't have their primary receiver. They only have two receivers. Michael Pittman was out. Their defense has got some issues. Darius Leonard or Shaquille Leonard. He's changed his name too. He's one of the best players in the NFL. He's been out with this back, recovering from this back surgery. Should be out there pretty soon. Here's the other thing is, their offensive line, which we've all perceived to be one of the best in the league, their tackles have been below average. And so, Matt, and if you're playing, it's a massive
terrible
game. You're playing the Jaguars, you got, Josh Allen on one defensive end, not Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback. And then you got Trevon Walker, the Georgia kid, who's playing great, by the way, on the other. That's a matchup problem, a bad matchup for the Colts. And I'll say this, I'm beginning to wonder whether the loss of Nick Sirianni to the Eagles, he was their offensive coordinator, going to the Eagles was a big loss, and as well as Matt Eberflus, who went to the Bears as a head coach this year. So, they're struggling right now, and they're probably because they should be struggling.
Mort, do you know anybody that has a power ranking week to week in the National Football League that does not have the Bills number one?
No, I do not. I will say this. Now, this game at Miami is going to – I think it's a big challenge. Last year, if you look at the scores, you'll think the Bills' offense had their way. Actually, their defense scored, the special team scored. And here are the Bills' defense. They're going to be missing maybe up to five starters for this game Sunday because of injury. I think this will be interesting. In other words, if you're going to beat the Bills, Dolphins, this is the week, because that Bills' defense has some people missing. And I think this would be the time. I think the key is really, that Dolphins offensive line. Tua, obviously, with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, that looked like the Alabama Tua before injury last week in the second half.
Mort, I see where the Pro Football Hall of Fame has added some names to the list for the 2023 class. It's funny. I think it's a little bit funny. We're trying to claim Dwight Freeney here in Atlanta, but I don't think it's going to work.
Well, of all that list, I can tell you he's the one first ballot guy. People say Darrell Revis. Well, I'll guarantee you right now that Dwight Freeney would be a Falcons Hall of Famer, a Hall of Famer going in there. As in Atlanta, probably they don't go in with the team.
Yeah,
I'm
with
sorry.
The Colts, yeah. And I did not see Herschel Walker's name on the list. How can that be? I saw Chris Johnson. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know what's interesting, real quick, about Herschel Walker? I've actually said there's a case to be made. I'm not saying he should be in, but it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's not the NFL Hall of Fame. And when you consider what he did with the New Jersey Generals, which was pretty darn good. And he had his moments with Tom Landry in Dallas. I think he actually should be considered. But, you know, listen, there's a bunch of names, and some of those names, you know, are going to fall off as we move along with the process.
Yeah, they got a long way to go on that one. I couldn't risk, though, bringing up Herschel, what's going on with him in this Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's gotten political.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an interesting characterization.
All right, Moore, you can go back to talking about Tua and Jalen Hurts. Isn't that the talk of the NFL right now, is the way those two guys are playing?
Well, there's Tua, there's Jalen Hurts. Mac Jones is taking a step back in performance, but those three Alabama quarterbacks starting in the NFL, and yeah, people are talking about them. They're good quarterbacks. But the guy they're talking about is that tight end at Georgia, NFL scouts, and he's only a sophomore. I had one tell me, he goes, it's like this. He goes, he makes me drool. He makes me drool.
Now, you're talking about Darnell Washington or Brock Bowers?
Bowers.
All right.
And he's not eligible.
Yeah, and Washington is, though, and he's a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast. It's something else. Anyways, that'll be fun. We got a lot to talk about them going forward.
All right, Moore, have a great week, man. We appreciate you.
Buck, you too.
There he goes, Chris Mortensen, our truest NFL insider, joined us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And we've got our Friday night high school game of the week coming up this Friday. Langston Hughes taking on Douglas at 7:30. You can hear it on Extra 106.3, or you can download that Extra app and check it out there. We've got Mooneyham and Conkle calling the live game coverage. And then stay tuned for the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show with Westy and Brandon Joseph. They've got scores not only from around Metro Atlanta, but around the entire state. Don't miss the matchup this Friday night, 7:30. And again, check it out on Extra 106.3 or download that Extra app. Nerney, let's chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, got an early one today. 12:20 first pitch. You'll hear all the action here on The Fan. Braves going for a 6-0 homestand. We're going to throw Bryce Elder at him today, trying to get another win. And then we'll fly out to Philly. Four-game series coming up there. Then the boys head to Washington for three, and I believe they will visit the White House. In fact, this is looking sort of like Washington around the Battery. Have you seen the fencing they've put up? I guess trying to keep, an insurrection from happening or something along those lines. Braves getting their 10th win in a row at Truist Park last night. Now 12-3 against the Nationals. Charlie Morton getting the job done, getting another win there. And let's hear from Charlie after the game, talking about how he's feeling good about his team's chances at this point in the season.
A huge thing is the chemistry in that room. I think that facilitates success, and I think that it helps win, and I think it helps make the season go by quicker and the grind make it a little bit easier, and it mitigates the rough patches and all of those things. So I think that we've just been in a good spot. I think that the clubhouse has been in a good spot for over a year now. So I feel good because I think it's justifiable to feel that way because of the quality of the guys in the room, not just the record. You know, I think it's deeper than just what's going on the field.
Boy, Dansby Swanson came up big, extended the lead in the bottom of the eighth with a solo home run, put us up 3-1. And it's a good thing because Kenley Jansen, a little shaky, trying to close the game out. In fact, they were bunting on Kenley Jansen like three times in a row. Hadn't seen that all season long. Able to get out of the trouble, though. Braves getting them a 3-2 win. Darnell with a big blast, a two-run shot, gave us a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. And after the ball game, he was talking about how much fun it is to be playing meaningful games again in September.
It's the first time in this sport is this month and the next month. The games are more intense. The crowd's more engaged. All of you have a lot more fun interviewing people, and you know, it's fun for everybody. That's what I'm trying to say. And we notice it, and we have fun with it, and there's no better time to play baseball.
Hey, did you hear that big-time party going on in the background? Yeah, it wasn't
Let's get it started.
Yeah, it wasn't that big. I've seen bigger parties here in our studio through the years than what was going on in the Braves clubhouse last night. Hey, are you concerned about Spencer Strider? Braves going to skip his start, push him back. And reportedly, the reason is soreness in the oblique area, which should scare the daylights out of you. But I'm not scared. In fact, I think it's a little bit funny because I believe what really is going on. So they skip over Strider. Max Fried's been pushed back, pitched the Thursday opener against the Phillies. And let me tell you what's going on here. The Braves have this opportunity, and they're taking advantage of it to reorganize the rotation. So Strider and Fried are set up to pitch in the Mets series. And that's what's going on here. Nothing to see. Just trying to get our rotation set up so we throw the guys we want to throw in that critical, crucial series with the Mets coming up as we try to win the division title. So nothing to see here. No problem. Strider, he's actually fine. Just trying to get them set up for the big series. And that's us chopping it up for you today. Love chopping it up. Whoa! You don't hear us publicizing that. Nernie, can we get a taste of that? The fans chopping. Do we have any of that saved, or have you been told not to use that anymore?
I haven't been told anything. You have to give me a second to go find
no.
it.
Buck, I sure hope you're right about Spencer Strider.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, they're right. Just setting him up.
You're making,
against the Mets.
Making me feel a lot better. Oh, here we go.
I tell you, when we play the Mets, and that sold-out crowd at Truist stands up and starts chopping, you're going to see Spencer Strider take the mound. And I believe that's going to happen in Game 2. Fried will close it out in Game 3. And actually, I was just filibustering trying to find a read. Our read packet's about 50 pages deep, though. I was unable to come up with the one I was looking for. Oh, here's one. And it's not on my required list that I'm handed before the show. But Road Dog, man, were you able to come up with those Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary show tickets at the Fox for me? I know Nick and Chris are giving those away every day this week. Trying to get my hands on a couple of these. Come on, I'm the biggest Doobie Brothers fan at the station. I'm sure Nick and Chris can spare a couple.
Just be the first caller tomorrow, Buck.
Well, no, I was hoping to get past that part of the qualification. I just want somebody to hand me a couple.
I would think Buck Ballou could get a hookup on this show.
For tickets to the show and information on all the shows, visit Fox Theater. .com. Time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Hal Glaude, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
All right, on Monday, Road Dog was in Athens for that Kirby Smart press conference you hear on The Fan. And he set up some time for me to sit down and interview Chris Smith, the Bulldogs' senior defensive back. He's a captain. He's a leader. He got some preseason all-SEC love coming into this year. He's a Metro Atlanta guy. Hapeville Charter down by the airport. Dell McGee doing a great job with Mel Tucker, signing him up. A big play, instinctive defender. Had a chance to spend 4 or 5 minutes with him. Joining me now is Bulldog defensive back Chris Smith. Chris, congratulations, big road win in the SEC. Those things normally don't come too easy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, definitely don't come easy with the kind of environment that a lot of our SEC East opponents have, along with the SEC as a whole. But, you know, it was great to go out there and get a good win with our guys, man. We put in a lot of work for that. So definitely a great sight to see.
Yeah, defense getting the job done. 7 points, 3 forced turnovers. I believe they rushed for less than 100 yards. Did you feel good about the plan you had going in?
Yes, sir, definitely. One of the things that I feel is if we execute the game plan that the coaches have for us, then we should be in pretty good shape. And, you know, the coaches had a good game plan for us, and we went out there and executed. And it was great to be able to go out there and get 3 turnovers. One of our mottos is turnovers come in bunches. So, you know, when we get one, we definitely try to get at least 2 more. And that's definitely a goal that I'm glad we were able to reach throughout the game. And, yeah, it was a great performance for us as a whole.
Looks like the secondary's got a lot better of a shot to play really outstanding football if that front seven's doing their job. And looks like that defensive line playing a lot of guys up front. They're taking care of business. I've been impressed with these young linebackers we've got. Dumas Johnson, Smile Mondin. Those guys are playing well up in front of you.
Yeah, man. Like you said, they've been taking care of business. You know, up front, Jalen Carter, Zelo, Tyrone Dawkins, a lot of guys up in that front 4-3 that we play. A lot of good linebackers, Smile, Tresman, Pop, Sorry. All those guys have been handling the benches up front for us, and they make the job so much easier for us in the back end. And, you know, as long as we continue to work as a unit and execute the game plan that the coaches have for us, I feel like we should be able to do pretty good. But, you know, work never going to stop. You know, we're going to go to the doctor today, and we're going to fix some of the issues that we had on Saturday. It was a lot of things that went wrong that you guys didn't see that we're going to be able to go see today and be able to correct like we always do. And I feel like that's what keeps us on our toes and not getting complacent at all.
Chris, I look around. I don't see a better defensive coaching staff in college football than the one you guys have. Schumann, Muschamp, Trey Scott doing a great job up front with those young dudes. What can you say about the staff and the job they're doing?
They're doing a great job, and they always have done a great job with us. It starts with Coach Smart. You know, he implements the defensive mindset that we have. Then the rest of the coaches carry out the mindset that he wants us to have. So, you know, like you say, Coach Fran, Coach Scott, Coach Udo, Coach Muschamp, all those guys pour so much into us, and they coach us so well. And that's how we part of the reason why we're able to go out there and execute on Saturdays like we do.
Man, I just remember how satisfying it was to go on the road, especially in the SEC. You got a hostile environment waiting on you when you get there, and you quiet the crowd with a good start in the first quarter, and you send those guys home early cheering for the other team. How much enjoyment you guys getting out of that?
It's definitely enjoyable whenever we're able to win, period, especially when you're winning in your conference and within your division. You know, that's a team that we have to play every single year, and we always want to go out there and put our best foot forward for those guys. And, you know, we was able to go out there and get a great team win, like you said, and, you know, we carried out the game plan that the coaches have for us. We came out, we got a fast start, got a few stops on defense, and that was able to propel us into a win. So, like I say, anytime you leave with a W, you got to feel at least a little bit good, so.
Yeah. You're part of this leadership group here helping run this football team. And I would imagine with a lot of young guys getting playing time, the message this week, I'm just guessing now, correct me if I'm wrong, the message is there's no let up. It doesn't matter who the opponent is coming up on Saturday. We might be a big favorite, but we're going out and we're getting our work done.
Definitely. Yeah, you're 100% correct. That's the message that's for us every single week. You know, it's not about our opponent. It's about us. And, you know, we feel like we're the only team that could beat ourselves. And so we just going to continue to go out there and continue to work. And, you know, like I said, every single Saturday that we step out there, we want to put our best foot forward, no matter the opponent that we're facing. And coaches do a good job of implementing that with us. And the leaders do a great job of passing that around throughout the team. And, you know, that keeps our team in a work first mindset, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we continue to be.
You having fun? I mean, it's fun winning, I know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
It's definitely fun winning, man. And like I said, we're going to try to keep it going, but, you know, it don't stop here. You got a lot of work to do, and we just going to continue to try to get better as the season goes on.
Chris Smith, keep up the great work, man. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, he's a football player is what Chris Smith is. Football player? Yeah, you can do whatever you need him to do on the football field. That is a football player. You know, quarterback, just sort of, you know, not really regarded as a football player that much. That's a shame.
Some of them are.
Yeah, this guy is, though. There's no doubt about it. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to take advantage of this extra time that we have today with the Braves game coming up on the show. We're going to do a top five and a college football nugget. It's the Buck Belue Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Got the Belue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7, walking you up to Braves baseball today. Almost time to go get them, Braves. All right, the top of the show, I told you about Infinity of Gwinnett driving the content. We opened up the phone lines, and Bill and Tom and Alonzo and Sarah, they all voted. Get this, to not have me talk about my favorite sandwich shop in town or what movie I liked last. They wanted more college football.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are the best. It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, DT, let's roll, man.
All right, dude. That's what it says here. Buck, I need you to drop the name of the best NFL player right now. Who's the best player in the league?
Not named Josh Allen.
Yeah, I was thinking that's where you might go.
Not named Josh Allen.
Yeah, let's keep it away from Josh Allen. That's the big name right now.
Man,
right?
I'd go with Tariq Hill.
Really?
Yeah, I would go with him. He's been amazing. Now, he's from Douglas, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee County High School down in the South Georgia area. And he has made a big splash. 6 seasons in KC. And during that tenure, you know, he came in as a fast guy. But not a very good route runner.
Yeah.
Well, I think he smoothed that out through hard work and dedication. Really good route runner now. This guy is going to have a huge year this year based on what we've seen the first 2 weeks. Best player in the NFL? Not named Josh Allen. I would go Tyreek Hill.
Wow. I love it, Buck. Yeah,
who would you go with?
I mean, I want to immediately say Aaron Donald still. That would probably be the first person I think of.
Yeah, that was last year's news.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Buck.
All right.
But yeah, that Miami offense, so exciting down there. So exciting time for Dolphins fan. All right, cuz, I need you to reveal your upset alert.
Upset alert?
Upset alert. Watch out.
Well, how about Mort saying, look for the Colts to take down the Chiefs or the Dolphins to take down the Bills coming up on Sunday. I'm going to stick with college, though. I mentioned it earlier. Wake Forest in a situation where they can take down Clemson. Wake Forest, a 7-point underdog. Sam Hartman, if he goes off, just wonder if Clemson can keep pace. And then, I'm looking at Texas Tech, too. taking on Texas. Quinn Ewers may or may not play. Texas Tech getting 6.5. I would say take a look at some of those games I just mentioned right there for the upset alert. Florida's not beating Tennessee. I'd be stunned if that happened.
All right, but pardon me. Well, then what do you not want to be, or who would you not want to be this football weekend?
I would not want to be the Kent State quarterback.
Yeah.
Think about it for a second. This guy, he's playing between the hedges. All right. The Georgia fan base is just crazy these days. He got to face this Georgia defense, maybe better than the one that we saw last year that was generational. He's outmanned. This is like getting thrown out in the lion's den. Those rib protectors aren't going to help. Yeah, I would not want to be the Kent State quarterback facing this kind of challenge, that's for sure.
All right, Buck, we're getting played off. I got to make it quick. Hurts or Tua? Who you got?
I'm probably going Hurts. Look, he's bigger. He's more durable. He's mobile. And looks like he has made a big jump in executing the NFL scheme that they're running up there. So I'd go Hurts over Tua. And I feel pretty good about that right now.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Buck.
Yeah.
Last but not least, who deserves some pub?
Ace Hardware. They've got the green eggs in there. They're going to give you plenty of help. There's one in every neighborhood here in Metro Atlanta. Ace Hardware. They support and back us up, sponsor our college football nugget. And I spoke so long, even with extra time, I was not able to get to that. So apologies to Ace Hardware. They're doing a great job here in Metro Atlanta. Finn is loving them, and I'm loving them, too. All right, that's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show today. Got the Braves coming up. Looking for an undefeated homestand. Let's keep pace with the Mets. Maybe we end the day even with the Mets. That's going to do it for me. Back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.